Sisters, let's bow our heads in prayer. Good evening, Lord. Thank you for all your mercy and your grace that you shower upon us each and every day. Thank you for this beautiful day, whether rain or shine, that you gave us today to go out and do the things we needed to do, but mostly for you. Lord, we are on the Lady Prayer Friday night Bible series tonight, and I pray that each and every one of us has our hearts and our minds ready to listen to the lesson that is going to be given to us tonight. Forgive me, Lord, I don't know the speaker's name, but be with her, whoever she is, that she is going to do the best job that she knows how. And be with each one of our sisters on this call for their health, their strength, their families, their spiritual walks, anything in their life that they need your guidance with. Please, Lord, be there for them. Help them and strengthen them and give them the nourishment that they need. And Lord, be with all your churches of Christ around the world, each and every one of them. And I pray that the elders, the deacons, the ministers, the teachers, and all the members are on one accord, teaching your word. And Lord, just guide us through this night and help us to be safe tomorrow when we wake again, if it be your will. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Missy, for that powerful prayer for opening us on tonight. And next we will have our welcome to salute by Sister Marie Eicher.
Good evening, sisters. The Lady Prayer Warriors welcome team salutes you tonight. Our team leader is Sister Vivian Mills. Our team consists of approximately 25 members, including all our admins and our admin assistant. As the welcome team, we are your first point of contact, and so we are the hospitality team, and our main aim is to ensure that you are warmly welcomed into LPW and to also ensure that your entrance into LPW is memorable and unforgettable. Our role is to also walk you through the process of becoming a member of LPW and to help you to navigate our website and to point you to the many teams that exist within the group. Our current focus is the upcoming 24-hour prayerthon, where we will host a toll-free hotline for 24 hours to pray for every call and every need from midnight to midnight. This event will be held on Saturday, September 17, 2022. Please make plans to call us at 888-889-9677. And also tell everyone to call in. We will also have WhatsApp numbers for our international sisters to call. This 24-hour prayerthon is a life-changing event, and we want you to pray for our efforts. Be sure to listen out and check the website for more details on this event. The welcome team is also responsible for our new members' orientation and also the birthday or anniversary, Warrior and Fire, and VCU celebrations, which is held on the last Tuesday of every month. Lastly, we invite you to join our welcome team. We meet twice per month on every other Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time via Zoom. Our meeting ID is 893-3780-9059, and the password is 496-315. Please reach out to Sister Vivian Mills, who is our team leader, or our Welcome Team Task Force, which is headed by Sister Bridges White. We also have other team members on our Welcome Team Task Force, such as Sister Marie Marisha and Sister Beverly White. Please reach out to us so that we can tell you how you can become a member of our Welcome Team. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Marie, for that beautiful Welcome Team salute. One moment, please, sisters. Hold on. Bear with me.
We will now have our scripture reading.
Good evening, ladies. This is Sister Ruby. I'll be reading from the Message Bible, and I'll be reading Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear not. I haven't dropped you. Don't panic.
Hello, Sister Ruby. Are you still on call?
I'm so sorry. I hit my mute button by mistake. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we hear you, sir.
I was trying to uncover my scripture, and I hit the wrong thing. I apologize, and I will begin again. I will start over. I'll be reading Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Fear not. I haven't dropped you. Don't panic. I'm with you. There's no need to fear, for I am your God. I'll give you strength. I'll help you. I'll hold you steady. Keep a firm grip on you. And that was from the Message Bible, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his word. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Ruby, for reading God's word so boldly for us on tonight. Next on the program, we'll have one of our songstresses, Sister Cheryl Anderson, to sing us a beautiful song. Sister Cheryl?
Thank you, Sister. Y'all keep doing your prayers. I just sort of hurt my leg, so the one that I had surgery on, so please keep doing your prayers in reference to that. I'd like to attempt to do a song I wrote when I was 15 years old that's sort of appropriate for the occasion, the solo version. It's called God Did Not Promise the Rainbows.
God never promised a rainbow. He never said there won't be rain, but into each life a little rain will fall. The clouds will pass, God said, after a while, it's gonna rain, rain will fall. It's gonna rain will fall. God never promised no sorrow. He never said there won't be pain, but into each life a little storm will come. The clouds will pass, God said, after a while, it's gonna rain. is the rainbow. He never said there won't be rain, but into each life a little rain will fall. The clouds will pass, God said, after a while. The clouds will pass after a while. God said it rain will fall. God said it rain will come. God said it rain will fall.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl, for that beautiful song, Rain Will Fall. And next on our program tonight, we're bringing the speaker on the call, will be Sister Roslyn Boddy. Sister Roslyn, introducing the speaker.
Good evening, sisters. Our speaker for tonight is Sister LaDonna Miller. She is a native of Tulsa, Oklahoma. She has been married to Ernest Miller, Jr. since the year 2000. In their union, they were blessed to have two beautiful girls, Lazani, 21, and LaBrianna, 17. It is their prayer that they will be produced in the Lord. LaDonna and her family are currently living in Magnolia, Arkansas, where her husband serves as an associate minister of the Southview Church of Christ. LaDonna acknowledges that she is truly blessed to have the opportunity to teach Sunday school and also to have founded and coordinated a daily Bible line study. The Bible line participants are truly blessed to have existed for over 4 years. LaDonna is also blessed as well to have the opportunity to be a lady prayer warrior. One of her favorite scriptures is 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman need not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of God. I would like to present to you Sister LaDonna Miller.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, dear.
Okay. All right. When it rains, it pours is the subject that I have been, that has been chosen for this month. But first, I would like to give God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor for blessing me with this opportunity to speak. I would like to take the time to thank all the Lady Prayer Warrior participants, such as Sister Felicia Penny for hosting, Sister Marie for the Prison Ministry Salute, Sister Missy Wise for the opening prayer, Sister Ruby Underwood for the scripture reading, Sister Cheryl Anderson for that beautiful song, We Were Not Promised a Rainbow. And Lord willing, and thank you to Sister Roslyn Boddy for introducing me. And Lord willing, Sister Linda Mason for the closing prayer. I would also like to thank all the Lady Prayer Warrior members who are supporting me on the call tonight and all new callers. We hope that this will not be your last time and that you can become a Lady Prayer Warrior. If you are not a member of the Church of Christ, we can get a Bible study for you on today. Please let us know, and we will make sure you get a Bible study. Sisters, I am going to give you 3 points. The scripture that I have used is Isaiah 41:10, as Sister Ruby Underwood read so beautifully. And it says, don't panic. I'm with you. There's no need to fear, for I'm your God. I'll give you strength. I'll help you. I'll hold you steady. keep a firm grip on you. The 3 points that I have is don't panic. Don't forget to use your resources. And don't listen to everybody. Don't panic. Now, when we're driving in the rain and the sleet and the snow and the heavy rains, one of the thoughts that we are encouraged to do is don't panic. Because if we panic, it can cause us to, one, lose our focus, lose control of our cars, get into a bad wreck, and hydroplane. When it rains and it pours, and when it's sleeted and snow in our lives, it can cause us to panic, such as losing a loved one that we never thought that we would lose. The thought of losing them never crossed our mind that they would be gone. Well, that may not be your storm, but what about, you know, going through a divorce to the one that you said, I do for the rest of your life, only to find them in the hands of another woman? Well, sisters, losing a loved one or going through a divorce may not be your storm. How about the loss of a job that we thought we were going to retire from, only to find ourselves looking for another job? Well, it may not be the loss of a loved one or getting a divorce or a loss of a job. It could be health problems that we didn't think we would encounter, and now we have to adjust our schedules according to our health. Well, that may not be your storm, the loss of a loved one, going through a divorce, the loss of a job, our health is failing. Well, what about that wayward child of ours who we knew we raised well and we made sure? Honey, every second that church door opened, they was there. Every Wednesday and every Sunday, only to find themselves rebelling and asking ourselves, where do we go wrong? Well, sisters, that may not be your storm. Going through the loss of a loved one, a divorce, the loss of a job, health problems, a wayward child, going through a financial struggle, finding ourselves using all of our savings and going to our IRA. Well, sisters, when we find ourselves going through these struggles, we simply just cannot panic. Don't panic. Depend on God. Let's look at a few examples of Bible characters who did not choose to depend on God, and those Bible characters who chose to depend on God. And may we be encouraged to depend on God. In Matthew chapter 4, Jesus had just finished talking to a multitude of people. And on down the in verse 35, Jesus begins to talk to the disciples. And he tells them, let us go to the other side. The disciples were listening, but they weren't listening, because when the storm came, everything Jesus said and everything that they had experienced with Jesus went into one ear and went out the other ear. So, sisters, what could have caused this? Number one, lack of faith in Jesus. Number two, the human side override their spirit and they became afraid. Number three, all of what they had experienced with Jesus and saw and heard and the miracles they saw went into one ear and went out the other ear. Sisters, no matter what type of rain, heavy rain, sleet, or snowstorm that comes our way, without a shadow of doubt, we must know who Jesus is, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Acts chapter 5, verse 31. Him has God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. We must walk in the Spirit, Galatians 5:25. We must listen and retain God's word and use them at all times, 2 Timothy 2:15. Let's look at another example. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples to get into a boat and go on ahead of him to the other side. And he dismissed the crowd. And after he dismissed them, he went up on the mountain by himself and prayed. Later that night, he was there alone. And the boat was already in considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, the disciples, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got out of the boat, walked in the water, and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." What caused Peter to sink? He started looking at his situation. He took his eyes off of Jesus. He paid attention to the winds. He simply panicked. Sisters, we must keep our eyes on Jesus and don't panic. We can't allow the rain, the pouring rain, the sleet, and the snowstorms take our eyes off of Jesus. When we do this, we begin to panic. Our blood pressure goes up. We allow the seed of doubt to come into our minds and even question God. Well, let's look at another example to see how not to panic. Daniel chapter 3, verses 1 through 30. You can just go back and read that when you get a chance. The three Hebrew boys, they knew without a shadow of doubt who the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was. They didn't panic. King Nebuchadnezzar was ready to throw them in the furnace fire because they would not bow down and worship King Nebuchadnezzar's false god. They simply said, "Look, we don't even need to discuss this matter. Whether God delivers us or not, we will not worship your God." They were put into the fire, and they were walking around in the fire with Jesus. Let us observe a few things the Hebrew boys did that we can apply to our lives. Number one, when life happens, don't panic. Their lives were simply threatened, but they did not panic. They knew who God was and displayed great faith. They trusted God and said, "Whether God deliver us or not, we will not serve and worship the golden image." They allowed their spirit to override their flesh. They remembered the teachings from a child on up. Proverbs 22 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart far from it." My sisters, I want to throw a nugget in here. We must pass God's word on to our children. If we do not pass this information to our children, when life happens, they will panic. And we don't want that. And we will be responsible for a generation that does not know God. Sisters, we must not panic when it rains, when it pours, when it's sleeting, and when it's snowing in our lives. We must know who God is, display great faith. We must trust God whether he deliver us or not. We must allow our spirit to override the flesh, and we must remember our teachings and apply them. Moving right along, let's look at our second point. Our first point was don't panic. And our second point is don't forget to use our resources. God has given us what we need in his word. We have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Praise God. We have God's word. We have the avenue of prayer, and we have faith. God is our Heavenly Father, according to Matthew 6:8. We have Jesus, according to John 3:16. We have the Holy Spirit as our comforter, John 15:26. We have God's word. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture given by inspiration. Inspirational God is profited for doctrine, for reproof, for correction and instruction in righteousness. We have an avenue of prayer. Now let's slow this down a little bit and talk about prayer. I know many of us know that prayer is how we communicate with God. But there are different reasons why we talk to God. One reason is for asking and thanking and praising God and confessing. Psalms 55:17 says, we pray in the evening, morning, and noon. I have a few more scriptures that you may want to jot down and use for in the future. For God's help, Psalms 121:2. To praise God, Psalms 147:1. For those who harm you, Matthew 5:54. For food, Matthew 6:11. For forgiveness, Matthew 6:12. To keep evil from us, Matthew 6:13. To rely on God, Philippians 4:6. For help when suffering, James 5:13. To be healed of sins, James 5:16. We must have faith in God. Faith is believing and trusting, Mark 11:22. Let's look at a Bible example. Character named David. Over in 1 Samuel 17:34-36. But David said to Saul, your servant was tending his father's sheep when a lion and a bear came and took a sheep from the flock. I went out after it and attacked it and rescued the sheep from its mouth. And it rose up against me. I grabbed it by its mane and struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, since he has defeated the armies of the living God. In 1 Samuel 17 is the story of David killing Goliath with the help of God. So David had faith in God. He believed in God, and he used his resources in praying to God. And therefore, he was able to kill a lion, a bear, and Goliath. As we see from the scriptures, with the help of God, according to 1 Samuel 17 and first chapter 17, David was able to kill a bear and a lion and Goliath. Once again, David used his resources. So I have a few more Bible characters that use their resources that can encourage us, and we could go back and meditate. Hannah was able to have children because she used her resource of prayer, faith, and obedience to God. 1 Samuel 1:9-28. Esther was able to save God's people from being annihilated. Her resources were fasting, praying, faith, and courage. If you get a chance, just go back and read the whole book of Esther. Rahab was able to save herself and her family. Her resources was faith. Joshua 2:9-13. Sisters, let us be encouraged to use our resources. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God's Word, the avenue of prayer, and faith. Now, let's go on to our third point. Our first point was don't panic. Our second point was don't forget to use our resources. And our third point is don't listen to everybody. When you're going through your rain, your sweet and your snow situation. Sisters, everybody don't have your best interest. Some people want to see you fail. It is only God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit and those who are being led by the Spirit who have your best interest. In this world, there are two views. It's supposed to be just one, but unfortunately, it's two views. It's God's view and what the world thinks is right in their own eyes. For example, self-help books. Sisters, it's not going to do it. It doesn't measure up to God's word. God gave us everything in his word. What do we need a self-help book for? We got the best book in the world. Proverbs 14:22 says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs 14:12, once again. Proverbs 16:25 says, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. As I'm coming close to a close of my lesson, I want us to listen to a story here. It's about King Hezekiah and Sennacherib, king of Assyria. In 2 Chronicles 32:9-21. Later when Sennacherib, king of Assyria, and all his forces were laying siege to Lachish, he sent his official to Jerusalem with this message for Hezekiah, king of Judah, and for all the people of Judah who were there. This is what Sennacherib, king of Assyria, says. On what are you boasting your confidence that you remain in Jerusalem under siege? When Hezekiah says, the Lord our God will save us from the hand of the Assyria, he is misleading you. This is what Sennacherib is telling the children of Israel. He says, he is misleading you to let you die of hunger and thirst. Did not Hezekiah himself remove the gods, high places, and altar, saying to Judah and Jerusalem, you must worship before one altar and burn sacrifices? Do you not know, burn sacrifices on it? Do you not know what I am and my predecessors have done to all the people of the other land? Were the gods of those nations ever able to deliver their land from my hand? Who of all the gods of these nations are my predecessors destroyed have been able to save his people from me? This is Sennacherib talking silly. How then can your gods deliver you from my hand? Now do not let Hezekiah deceive you and mislead you like this. Do not believe in him. For no god of any nation or king has been able to deliver his people from the hand or the hand of my predecessors. How much less will your God deliver you from my hand? Sennacherib's officer spoke further against the Lord and against his servant Hezekiah. The king also wrote letters, ridiculing the Lord, the God of Israel, and saying this against him. Just as the gods of the people of the other lands did not rescue their people from my hand, so the God of Hezekiah would not rescue his people from my hand. Then they called out in Hebrew to the people of Jerusalem who were on the wall to terrify them and make them afraid in order to capture the city. They spoke about the God of Jerusalem as they did about the God of the other people of the world, the work of human hands. King Hezekiah and the prophet Isaiah, son of Amaz, cried out in prayer to heaven about this. And the Lord sent an angel who annihilated all the fighting men and the commanders and officials in the camp of the Syria king. So he withdrew to his own land in disgrace. I want to pause here because when it says the Lord sent one angel, the angel killed 180,000 in one day. And so Sennacherib, he went back in disgrace, and he went into the temple of his gods, and some of his sons of his own flesh and blood cut him down with his sword. My, Hezekiah was in the midst of a storm. They were trying to cut the water off so that to harm God's people. And so here is Sennacherib telling Hezekiah this unwise counsel. And praise be to God that King Hezekiah chose to seek God instead of listening to the unwise counsel of Sennacherib. For this, God's people were saved. In conclusion, let us keep in mind that God's will and way and word is the best advice that we need to seek in the midst of our storms. If it's not of the Lord, of the word, we don't even need it. It's not of any use. When it rains and pours in our life situations, God never promised us a life free of troubles. But he said in the scripture that was read earlier by Sister Ruby Underwood, Isaiah 41:10, "Don't panic, I am with you. There's no need to fear, for I'm yours, God. I'll give you strength, I'll help you, I'll hold you steady, keep a firm grip on you." So let us keep in mind the three don'ts. Don't panic, don't forget to reuse our resources, and don't listen to everybody. Listen to the word of God. Thank you.
My. Thank you, Sister LaDonna Miller, for that powerful, beautiful lesson on tonight. So we now are going to close out and have our closing prayer by our sister, Linda Nelson.
Praise the mighty name of Christ Jesus, sisters, on this evening. Let's pray. My gracious Father, God of heaven, I come now repenting of my sins that this prayer be not hindered on my behalf. But Father God, you reach your ears and hands to your will, to your way and in your timeline. Father God, thank you for this wonderful program on this evening. Thank you for our gracious host, Sister Felicia Finney. Father God, doing such an awesome job with the help of Sister Robin to read the body. And all program participants, Father God, and our speaker, Sister LaDonna Miller, who brought God's word. Praying, Father God, that our hearts and our minds is open to receive the engrafted word on tonight, that we may be able to work it in our lives, that we can penetrate it into the world. Father God, thank you for blessing each and every one of us on this program tonight, our first-time callers. You are truly, truly our honored guests. Father God, we cannot thank you enough for our Lady Priority administrators and our Lady Priority its administrative assistance for all the hard work that they do behind the scenes to bring about these programs, these teams, and all that's going on, all endeavors in the Lady Pro Warriors. Father God, please place a special blessing on our work right now that we are trying to put forward, and that is the 24-hour prayer bond. Father God, that we can get out in the world and spread it the way it should be, that they can come on the 17th of September, call in, because, Father God, this world is in need of healing. It's in need of definite prayer from you, my Father God, with all answers. When it rains, it pours. Father God, these prayers go up on that day. Father God, may the blessings come down. Father God, we can't thank you enough for your Son, our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Your obedience to you, through our Lord and Savior, with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit over our lives. Father God, it doesn't matter this situation, the illness, diseases, COVID-19, or whatever it might be, disappointments, marriages, children, school, going back to school,
frightened, this and that. Father God, the world, the wars, it doesn't matter. As long as our faith and trust is in you, our Heavenly Father, we can't thank you enough. We can't pray enough. But Father God, we just like to say thank you. Father God, for us rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing, instant in prayer. Father God, we can't thank you enough for your grace and your mercy and your love. Truly, we do not deserve it at all. But Father God, you privilege it to us freely and unconditionally. Father God, I just thank you for the world as a whole, for whatever's going on in it and all those that's in it, especially those in the household of faith. Give each and every one of us what we need for what we need it for. Father God, I know I failed to ask all that's needed and necessary, but Father God, please allow the Holy Spirit to intercede in the mighty name of your Son, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Prince of Peace, wonderful Counselor's name, our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Sister Lucy, for that beautiful.